I went back with them to the psych office with mixed feelings. I was sure they had made fun of me and tricked me when I was too ignorant to know better. My anger was an exciting feeling, and I didn't give it up easily. I was ready to fight. As Niemer went to the files to get the tape, Bert explained, "Last time, I used almost the exact words I used today. It's a requirement of these tests that the procedure be the same each time it's administered."
"I'll believe that when I hear it."
A look passed between them. I felt the blood rush to my face again. They were laughing at me. But then I realized what I had just said, and hearing myself, I understood the reason for the look. They weren't laughing. They knew what was happening to me. I had reached a new level, and anger and suspicion were my first reactions to the world around me. Bert's voice boomed over the tape recorder.
"Now I want you to look at this card, Charlie. What might this be? What do you see on this card? People see all kinds of things in these inkblots. Tell me what it makes you think of."
The same words, almost the same tone of voice he had used minutes ago in the lab. And then I heard my answers. Childish, impossible things. And I dropped limply into the chair beside Professor Niemer's desk. Was that really me? I went back to the lab with Bert, and we went on with the Rorschach. We went through the cards slowly. This time my responses were different. I saw things in the inkblots. A pair of bats tugging at each other. Two men fencing with swords. I imagined all sorts of things. But even so, I found myself not trusting Bert completely anymore. I kept turning the cards around, checking the backs to see if there was anything there I was supposed to catch. I peeked while he was making his notes, but it was all in code that looked like this. WF plus A DDF dash AD ORIG period. WF dash ASF plus OBJ. The test still doesn't make sense. It seems to me that anyone could make up lies about things he didn't really see. How could they know I wasn't making fools of them by saying things I didn't really imagine? Maybe I'll understand it when Dr. Strauss lets me read up on psychology. It's getting harder for me to write down all my thoughts and feelings because I know that people are reading them. Maybe it would be better if I could keep some of these reports private for a while. I'm going to ask Dr. Strauss. Why should it suddenly start to bother me?